Hey everyone, welcome back to another week of news here on Summit in 6 and happy Memorial Day weekend. We're going to kick things off with some updates about the Rail Trail Corridor project, then we're going to talk about noxious weeds and wrap things up with some summer road projects that will be taking place across the county. Let's get into the news.
This week, the Summit County Council approved the Rail Trail Corridor Plan, which has been 2 years in the making. The plan focuses on improving the rail trail corridor from Echo to Quinns Junction. The next steps in the plan include meeting with Utah State Parks to discuss a change in ownership, management, and maintenance. Currently, the trail is managed and maintained by Utah State Parks, and the county is looking into taking over these responsibilities. For more information and to keep up to date with the project's progress, visit summitcounty.org/railtrail.
And we want to take a moment to express our gratitude for the employees of our Public Works Department. This week is National Public Works Week, and all the employees of the Public Works Department deserve a huge thank you for all they do year-round to take care of our county and to ensure that things are running safely and smoothly, especially after the gigantic winter that we just had and all of the work they spent plowing and keeping our roads safe. If our listeners want to leave a message of gratitude to the county's Public Works Department, and thank your local driver or just the crews in general, visit bit.ly/PW appreciation.
Shifting gears within the public works realm, we're going to talk about the Summit County Weeds Division. Springtime is prime time noxious weed season, and the Weeds Division is responsible for identifying and eliminating noxious weeds in the county, as well as educating the public about how to identify and control noxious weeds on your own property.
You can also rent weed spraying equipment from us at 1735 South Hoytsville Road in Colville, Monday through Thursday from 6:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. There are a variety of sprayers for rent and herbicide for sale as well.
Please take some time and read the information provided on summitcounty.org under the Public Works tab, or contact the Weed Division at 435-336-3992 with any comments, suggestions, or questions that you may have.
And now time for a quick overview about our ongoing and upcoming road projects we think that you'll want a heads up about. In case you missed it, UDOT crews have started work on US 40 from SR 248 to the Wasatch County line.
The most up-to-date schedule we have from UDOT is from Friday, May 26th through Monday, May 29th, crews will be off the road for the holiday weekend. Then from Tuesday, May 30th through Saturday, June 3rd, there will be daytime single lane closures on US 40 in both directions from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. for concrete grinding operations. And finally, from Monday, June 5th through Saturday, June 10th, there will be continued daytime single lane closures, again on US 40 in both directions from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Nighttime ramp closures are tentatively planned for this time frame, equipment and weather pending. And for more information and to stay up to date as possible on this project, please visit bit.ly/US40project.
The Bittner Ranch Road to Silver Creek Road Connector Project, also known as Mammoth Drive when it's finished, is anticipated to begin the week of June 5th. The first area to experience slowdowns will be where US 40 meets Silver Creek Road by the Sinclair Gas Station. Traffic in and out of the service area along Silver Creek Road will be one lane, and there will be flaggers directing cars.
This first stage of the project entails the beginning of work to the south end of the new Civic Center, which includes a parking lot and a mailboxes area. Residents will be able to use the existing mail area until the new one is set up.
If you have questions about the project, contact Spencer Nielsen, Summit County Roads Engineer, at 435-336-3291 or via email at sNielsen@summitcounty.org. If you are a resident that wants to stay in the know throughout this project, please subscribe to our mailing list at bit.ly/connectorroad. As for all of these road projects, we'll be posting project updates on county social media channels, so be sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or Nextdoor.
All right, that's all the news we have for this week. Tune in next week for more on Summit in 6.